Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer with Deacon David and Karen Ochoa from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Today is Wednesday of the 11th week in Ordinary Time. Karen and I will be leaving for a vacation today. We're going on an Alaskan cruise and we'll be gone for about 10 days. So we're not planning to record Morning Prayer each morning. We may do it a day or two. We'll have to see, but we will definitely restart on Tuesday, the 28th of June. So let us begin this morning. Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship before the Lord, our Maker.
Come, let us worship before the Lord, our Maker.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving. And sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship before the Lord our Maker. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship before the Lord our Maker. Come then, let us bow down in worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship before the Lord our Maker. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship before the Lord our Maker. 40 years I endured that generation. I said they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship before the Lord our Maker. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship before the Lord our Maker.
Our hymn this morning, when breaks the day and dawn grows bright, let us recite verse 1 and 2.
When breaks the day and dawn grows bright, Christ nearer seems, the light of light. From us, like shades that nighttime brings, drive forth, O Lord, all darksome things. Earth's dusky veil is torn away, pierced by the sparkling beams of day. Our life resumes its hues apace, soon as the day star shows his face.
Give joy to your servant, Lord. To you I lift up my heart. Turn your ear, O Lord, and give answer, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am faithful. Save the servants who trust in you.
You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord. For to you I cry all the day long. Give joy to your servant, O Lord, for to you I lift up my soul.
O Lord, you are good and forgiving, full of love to all who call. Give heed, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the sound of my voice.
In the day of distress I will call, and surely you will reply. Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord, nor work to compare with yours.
All the nations shall come to adore you and glorify your name, O Lord, for you are great and do marvelous deeds, you who alone are God.
Show me, Lord, your way, so that I may walk in your truth. Guide my heart to fear your name.
I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forever. For your love to me has been great. You have saved me from the depths of the grave.
The proud have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. To you they pay no heed.
But you, God of mercy and compassion, slow to anger, O Lord, abounding in love and truth, turn and take pity on me.
O give your strength to your servant and save your handmaid son. Show me a sign of your favor, that my foes may see to their shame, that you console me and give me your help.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Give joy to your servant, Lord. To you I lift up my heart.
Blessed is the upright man who speaks the truth. Hear, you who are far off, what I have done. You who who are near, acknowledge my might.
On Zion, sinners are in dread. Trembling grips the impious. Who of us can live with the consuming fire? Who of us can live with the everlasting flames?
He who practices virtue and speaks honestly, who spurns what is gained by oppression, brushing his hands free of contact with a bribe, stopping his ears lest he hear of bloodshed, closing his eyes lest he look on evil.
He shall dwell on the heights. His stronghold shall be the rocky fastness, his food and drink in steady supply.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed is the upright man who speaks the truth.
Let us celebrate with joy in the presence of our Lord and King. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm have brought salvation.
The Lord has made known his salvation, has shown his justice to the nations. He has remembered his truth and love for the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Ring out your joy.
Sing psalms to the Lord with the harp, with the sound of music, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Acclaim the King, the Lord.
Let the sea and all within it thunder, the world and all its peoples. Let the rivers clap their hands and the hills ring out their joy.
Rejoice at the presence of the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice and the peoples with fairness.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us celebrate with joy in the presence of our Lord and King.
Naked I came forth from my mother's womb, and naked I shall go back again. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We accept good things from God, and should we not accept evil? Incline my heart according to your will, O God.
Incline my heart according to your will, O God.
Speed my steps along your path.
According to your will, O God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Incline my heart according to your will, O God. Show us your mercy, Lord. Remember your holy covenant.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, Lord. Remember your holy covenant.
Christ nourishes and supports the church for which he gave himself up to death. Let us ask him.
Remember your church, Lord.
You are the good shepherd who has given life and light today.
Make us grateful for these gifts.
Remember your church, Lord.
Look with mercy on the flock you have gathered together in your name.
Let no one whom the Father has given you perish.
Remember your church, Lord.
Lead your church in the way of your commandments.
May your Holy Spirit keep her faithful.
Remember your church, Lord.
Nourish the church at the banquet of your word and bread.
Strengthened by this food, may she follow you in joy.
Remember your church, Lord.
And now let us make our prayers and praise complete by offering the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, as daylight fills the sky, fill us with your holy light. May our lives mirror our love for you, whose wisdom has brought us into being, and whose care guides us on our way. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
This concludes our morning prayer on this Wednesday. As we said at the beginning, we'll see you again on the 28th of June. Have a great June, everyone, and be safe. Thanks for joining us.